Missing Sayyida Fatima Zahra. Missing Sayyida Fatima Zahra.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our silsila, Fezane Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In this silsila, we take a look into the various aspects of the blessed life, the blessed biography of Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved and dearest daughter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In previous episodes, we've looked at the greatness, the elevation and the status of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha in the light of the Qur'an and the Ahadith. We've also, in previous episodes, looked in detail at the passion and enthusiasm that Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha had for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how she would spend all of her time engrossed in the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah azza wa jal, in today's episode, we'll be looking into another beautiful aspect of her blessed life, and that is her ishqi rasool, her love and devotion for her beloved father, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Before we move on with our topic, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will share and learn a virtue and a blessing of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting salawat, reciting peace and blessings upon the best of all creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is reported that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites Durood Sharif, salawat, peace and blessings upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal inscribes between his two eyes that he is free from hypocrisy, he is free from the fire of hell, and that Allah Azza wa Jal will place such a person on the Day of Judgment in the company of the martyrs, in the company of the shuhada. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. In today's episode of Fezani Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we'll be looking into the ishqi rasool that Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha had in her blessed heart. Before moving on with this topic, it's important for us to highlight the importance of ishqi rasool, the importance and the essential aspect that this holds in our deen, in our religion. In the religion of Islam, it can be said that the soul of our iman, the life of our faith, the life of our iman, is our ishq, our love, our muhabba for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As reported in the famous hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is reported to have said that none of you can be a true believer. Your iman is not complete until I become more beloved to you, until you love me more than your parents, more than your children, and more than all of mankind. In this beautiful hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is teaching us what the essence of our iman is, what the essence of our faith is, what the life and soul of our iman is, and that is love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Because without that, without loving him alayhi salatu wasalam more than our parents, more than our children, more than ourselves, more than all of mankind, our faith cannot be complete, and we cannot be true and complete believers. In another beautiful hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us the formula for tasting the sweetness of iman, tasting the sweetness of faith. Three qualities. If these three qualities are found within an individual, that individual will taste the sweetness of iman. Subhanallah. Viewers of Madani Channel must be wondering what these three amazing qualities are, and how we too can achieve the sweetness of iman. How we too can achieve the sweetness of our faith. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. There are three qualities. Whoever these three qualities are found within, that individual will taste the sweetness of Iman. Subhanallah. The first quality. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. The first quality is that Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be more beloved to a person than everything other than them. Than everything other than Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you achieve this level of love, this is the first quality which a person must have to taste the sweetness of Iman. The second quality is that a person loves another human being. A person loves a fellow believer only and only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not for any worldly purpose, not due to any favors that somebody has done, but solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third and final quality mentioned by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is hating, is for a person to hate, to return to kufr, just like a person would hate to be thrown into a burning fire. When a person has these three qualities, then a person will taste the sweetness of Iman. And as we heard, the first of these qualities is loving Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam more than everything and everybody other than them. So what is love? When we say ishq and love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the definition of love? Qadi Iyad al-Maliki rahimahullah ta'ala, in his famous work Al-Shifa بتعريف الحقوق المصطفى, he has quoted various opinions of the ulama, of the scholars of Islam, regarding the definition of ishq, the definition of love, the definition of muhabba. He quotes and he says that some scholars, some ulama, have stated the definition of love is dawamu dhikri lil mahbub, continuous and persistent remembrance of the beloved. Loving somebody so much, loving somebody so much that that love reaches such an intense level that a person cannot think about anything else. A person continuously makes his tongue moist with the dhikr and the remembrance of his beloved. Subhanallah. So now we see, if we want to truly become lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we want to achieve completion of our faith, if we want to be perfect believers, if we want to have sweetness of Iman, then we have to increase our dhikr, increase our mention of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether that is in the form of reciting Durood-e Paak, reciting peace and blessings upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, acting upon his sunnah, talking about his blessed characteristics, teaching our children about his blessed biography. We must always remember our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The second definition, which I'd like to share with you, as quoted in Ash-Shifa, it's quoted that some ulama said that love is defined as follows. Ash-shawqu ila al-mahbub, yearning to be with the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Always being in a state of yearning, a state of desire, always wishing that one is close to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also one of the definitions of love. The third definition given by the ulama kiram is maylul qalbi ila muwafiqin lahu, that a person's heart inclines towards that which agrees with the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who has love for somebody will only do what his beloved wants him to do. He will only do those actions which please his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, if we want to achieve true love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we've heard how important this is and how essential this is for our Iman, for the completion of our Iman, then we must look into our daily lives. Look into how we are spending our daily lives. Look into our daily activities, how we spend our days and nights, and think to ourselves, are our actions in accordance with the teachings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If they are, we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal. We should say Alhamdulillah. We should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should look to increase further our love for His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if, dear viewers of Madani channel, our actions are against the sunnah, our actions are against the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then in this case, we have to take a good hard look at our lives. And we have to realize that if our actions are not in accordance with the desires and wishes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we cannot truly be true lovers of our beloved alayhi salatu wasalam. And we cannot claim that we love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we are not willing to back our claims with actions. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving on to our topic of this silsila, the Ishqi Rasul of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, we see throughout her life so many glistening examples, so many illuminating incidents where she would have the opportunity to express her intense love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The scholars write that it would pain her to see the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any difficulty. She couldn't bear to see him in any pain. She loved him so much. It's reported that one day, a wretched and evil individual, whilst the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking in the pathway and bestowing the pathways with his beautiful fragrance and blessings, a wretched individual, an evil person, threw dust over the blessed head of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'azallah. But our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a personification of patience. He patiently didn't reply to him, didn't try to seek revenge, but rather he was patient and tolerant, and he went home in that state. When he went home and he reached his blessed home, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha saw what had happened to her beloved father sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She began to pour water over his blessed head and she began to cry and weep. The pain and difficulty of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam caused pain and difficulty to her. This was her love. Then, because of her sadness, because of her saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what has happened to you? What has happened to you? This difficulty and pain that you are facing. The beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam consoled her and reassured her and said to her, O my beloved daughter, always remember that Allah Azza wa Jal will protect your father. Subhanallah. Another incident which gives us a glimpse into the Ishqi Rasul of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari in Kitab al-Salah that one day our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was praying Salah near the Kaaba. At this point, the Kuffar of Quraysh, the disbelievers, the polytheists, they were sitting nearby. They were watching our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing Salah close to the blessed Kaaba. And these Kuffar, they said to one another, are you watching him? Are you observing him? And then one of them said, is there anyone amongst you who will bring the insides of a sacrificed camel, and when he goes into sajda, then place it between his shoulders to cause him difficulty and pain? Ma'azallah. This was the discussion that was happening between the disbelievers of Makkah whilst they were watching the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performing his salah. Then the hadith states, فَانْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهُمْ فَلَمَّا سَجَدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَدَعَهُ بَيْنَ كَتِفَيْهِ. The hadith states, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah. The kuffar were having this discussion about taking the insides of a camel and ma'adallah, placing them between the shoulders of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those blessed pure and fragrant shoulders. The hadith states that the most wretched of them, his name was Uqba ibn Abi Mu'id. This individual, this evil man, he stood, and when the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went into sajda, this individual took the intestines, the insides of a camel, and placed it on the pure and blessed shoulders of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the oppression and the difficulty that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to face? Allahu Akbar. The hadith continues, and it says that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in this position. The beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when this happened, he did not lift his head from sajda. And these evil people, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the position of prostration, sajda, with this, the insides of this sacrificed camel between his blessed shoulders, he's not moving, he's not lifting his head. And the kuffar, these evil individuals, they are laughing to each other. They are laughing out loud and cackling. At this point, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha came. And the hadith states that she was approximately only 8 years of age. Can you imagine just a little girl, 8 years of age, seeing her father, the best of all creation, the most beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, the most beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this state, this little girl, the leader of all women in paradise, she came and she lifted the intestines of that camel, the insides of that camel, with her own hands from the blessed shoulders of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she removed them. At this point, her sadness and her grief and her sorrow reached such a high extent. And now the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because of this, because of the difficulty that they had caused to him and the difficulty and pain that they had caused to his daughter, he made a dua. Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made a dua and he said, Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, deal with the Quraysh. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, punish these individuals. Punish these evil individuals for what they have done. And then the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam specifically named those individuals. By name, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked Allah Azza wa Jal to deal with those individuals. The beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma alayka bi Amr ibn Hisham. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, deal with Amr ibn Hisham. Allahumma alayka bi Utbah ibn Rabi'a. Allahumma alayka bil Walid ibn Utbah. The same dua the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam made against Utbah bin Rabi'a and Walid bin Utbah and then Umayyah bin Khalaf and then Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth as well. The final individual was the one, that individual, that evil individual who had placed the insides of that camel upon the blessed shoulders of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And the rabi of this hadith, the narrator, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, after narrating this dua and this incident, he says that later on, some years later, I saw each and every single one of these wretched and evil individuals on the day of Badr, in the battle of Badr. They had been killed and they had been thrown face down in the well in Badr. Allahu Akbar. They had been killed in such a humiliating and disgraceful manner. And then I realized that the dua of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against them had been accepted. Na ut sakega qiyamat talak khuda ki qasam. Na ut sakega qiyamat talak khuda ki qasam. Jisko tumne nazar se gira ke chhod diya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this incident, not only do we learn about how high our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's status is in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam named certain evil individuals, certain wretched individuals who had caused him pain and difficulty, and asked Allah Azza wa Jal to destroy them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took revenge on behalf of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and destroyed all of those people. Also from this incident, we learn how much love Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha had for her beloved father sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, such that she could not bear him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be in any pain or difficulty. It's reported in the collection of hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah on the authority of Jumay bin Umayr radiyallahu an, he says that I was with my auntie and I entered the blessed court of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and she was asked a question. What was that question? Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha was asked the question, أَيُّ النَّاسِ كَانَ أَحَبَّ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Which of the people was the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah. Look at the answer of Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha, the mother of the believers. What did she say? قَالَتْ فَاطِمَةُ رَضِيَ. She said that the most beloved of all people to the blessed heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was none other than Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. فَقِيلَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ. Then another question was asked in the court of Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha. You have told us that Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha was the most beloved to the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who is the most beloved out of the men? Who is the most beloved from the males? قَالَتْ زَوْجُهَا. Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha then gave the reply and said, the most beloved individual to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam from the males, from the men, was the husband of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. In the commentary of this hadith, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that this beautiful hadith, along with teaching us the extent of love that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had for Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha, it also teaches us and it also indicates towards the truthfulness of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha and how pure her heart was, and the beautiful relationship between Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Mufti Sahib says that when Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was asked this question, who was the most beloved of all people to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She could have said me. She could have said herself. And when the question was asked, who is the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of the men? She could have said my father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But she didn't say this. She didn't say this. She replied and expressed the pureness of her heart. How her heart was pure and she had no hatred for anybody. She had only love for all of the family members of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She replied and she said that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was the most beloved to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And from the men, it was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. And Mufti Sahib further comments and says that the love between Sayyida Aisha and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha amongst each other was such that if Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was asked the same question, Allahu Akbar, if Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was asked the question, who was the most beloved of all people to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then she would have said Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. And if she was asked, who was the most beloved to the males, she would have said, the father of Sayyida Aisha, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. Such a beautiful relationship and such love between these two amazing personalities, subhanallah. And Mufti Sahib rahimahullah also further commentates and says that remember, love is of different types. Love consists of different types. There is a different type of love for a person's children. And there is a different type of love for a person's wives. So there is no contradiction in the various narrations that are found. Some narrations which mention the love that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, some for Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. There is no contradiction between them. Because Mufti Sahib says that from amongst his children, in this type of love, the type of love that a person has, the affection that a person has for one's children, from amongst his children, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha the most. And from the type of love that a person has for his wives, that type of affection, from amongst his wives, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha the most. Subhanallah. And the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had a great love for his daughters, in particular Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. And it was our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam who brought the nur of wisdom to this world and gave females rights which they had never been given before in history. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came at a time when the disbelievers of Mecca in the time of Jahiliyyah, to the extent that these individuals, their society had gone to such depths, such low depths, that they would even bury their own daughters alive. Allahu Akbar. Having a daughter was considered a defect, was considered a means of criticism from the community. People, to avoid this criticism, to avoid fingers pointing at them, to avoid what they thought was shame and embarrassment, if their wives would give birth to daughters, in the time of Jahiliyyah, the Arabs would bury those daughters alive. Allahu Akbar. It was in this environment that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preached the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gave rights to women and gave huquq to women, to females. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preached the fadila, the virtue of bringing up daughters, bringing up girls. And the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, through his example, through his character, through his actions, showed us how daughters should be treated. Subhanallah. In one narration it's mentioned that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that when a girl is born, Allah Azza wa Jal sends an angel to her who gives her a great abundance of blessings. And that angel says, a weak being has been given birth to by a weak being. The one who looks after her, takes care of her, will be helped by Allah Azza wa Jal until the Day of Judgment. The beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also said, if an individual brings up three daughters or three sisters in such a way that he teaches them manners, he teaches them adab, he teaches them etiquettes, and he is merciful and compassionate to them until they become independent, i.e. until they are married or until they become wealthy, Allah Azza wa Jal makes Jannah wajib for that person. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan then asked the question, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if a person brings up just two girls, two daughters or two sisters, and teaches them manners and is merciful and compassionate to them? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answer and said the same reward will be given to him if he brings up two daughters or two sisters in this manner then Allah Azza wa Jal will also make Jannah wajib for him. And the Rawi, the narrator of this hadith, says that if the people asked about one daughter or one sister, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have given the same answer. I.e. the same reward would have been given even to the one who brings up just one daughter or one sister. Subhanallah. In the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anh mentions a beautiful narration which also teaches us about the love that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had for Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He says that whenever our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would go on a journey, the last, the final person that he would meet before leaving would be Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. And the first person upon return, when returning from a journey, the first person that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would visit when he would return back to the blessed city of Medina from his journeys would again be Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. So the beginning of the journey would be from the house of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, and on the return, the end of the journey would also be from the house of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. Subhanallah. And my dear brothers in Islam, my viewers of Madani Channel, if we want to see today a living example of practicality of acting upon the sunnah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we need look no further than the beautiful personality of our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Rizvi, Damat Barakatum Aliyah. It's reported in the biography of Amir Ahl Sunnat, those who have observed Amir Ahl Sunnat closely and spent time with him, that Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Aliyah, with his passion and his jazba of ittiba', following the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also whenever going on a journey, the last person that he visits is his respected and honourable daughter. Subhanallah. And whenever Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Aliyah returns from a journey, Amir Ahl Sunnat, the first individual that he visits is also his honourable and respected daughter, acting upon this beautiful sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And true love results in following, results in obedience. As a poet has said beautifully, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّهُ مُطِيعٍ. Indeed, the one who loves somebody, the one who is a lover of somebody, is always obedient to the one he loves, is always obedient to the beloved. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, today, in this silsila, we've learnt about the importance of loving the beloved Prophet ﷺ, and in particular, we focused on the Ishqi Rasul, the love for the beloved Prophet ﷺ that Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had. Discussing many aspects of her blessed life, and then going on to discuss the love that the beloved Prophet ﷺ showed to his blessed daughter Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran mentions a beautiful verse in which he says, instructing the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to advise the ummah, to advise the believers, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people, announce to the people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you truly love Allah azza wa jal, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me, follow the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what reward do we get, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Such an amazing reward. If we follow the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we act upon the sunnah, if we do his ittiba', if we follow his example and are obedient to him, what reward will we get? Allah Azza wa Jal says, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, if you follow the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal will love you. If we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us, then we must love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not just make claims of love with our tongue, but act upon these claims by following the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we gain this opportunity even in this day and age, in the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami. It's a humble request to the viewers of Madani Channel to stay attached to the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Keep watching Madani Channel. Attend the weekly ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, which are held in your local area. Travel on the Madani Kafilas. Fill out your Madani Namat card. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you'll gain a jazba, an enthusiasm and passion to practically act upon the blessed sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to act upon what has been said. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His blessings and mercies upon Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and forgive us for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.
Blessings of Sayyida Fatima Zahra. Blessings of Sayyida Fatima Zahra.